Two Designers Walk Into a Bar is a proud member of the Evergreen Podcasts Network.
For more information about our show or to discover more podcasts you'll enjoy, visit evergreenpodcasts.com.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Hi, everyone. We're going to be taking a couple months off as we prepare for our upcoming season. Enjoy this episode nugget from our archives and visit our website for the full story.
You can also join us on Patreon for exclusive content not found in our regular podcast feed.
Hey everyone, it's Elliot.
And Todd. Welcome to Two Designers Walk Into a Bar, an ongoing conversation about pop culture and iconic design.
Todd, I was just checking my calendar and noticed an important anniversary happening this week. Can you guess what it is?
Isn't this around the time you ate the 12 Big Macs and then...
No. I was thinking of something besides a hospital visit. Back in 1988, Michael Jordan made his signature slam dunk from the free throw line, inspiring the Air Jordan brand and more specifically, the Jumpman logo.
Oh man, a famous mark for sure, known around the world.
Absolutely. But you know, there are logos we love that don't have the cachet of a famous athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen to the story behind one of our hardworking favorites that hasn't gotten its rightful due.
All right, let's listen. I've got one that's probably on the other spectrum. Although very appreciated, not quite as... probably classy as that.
Todd, are we driving through the neighborhood of lowbrow culture again?
Elliot, you and I are taking a baseball bat to the mailboxes of the neighborhood of lowbrow culture. Let me give you a hint and see if you can pick it out.
All right.
So I've already given you a clue. It's part of the feline world, right?
Okay.
Okay, so start guessing. No, I'm just kidding. You probably need more than that. This company hasn't been around as long as Royal Cup, but it has been around since the 1940s, and of its type, it is the oldest registered company brand in the U.S.
Wow.
Okay, so, okay. And also, okay, all right, let me give you another one. I mean, I'm still, that's not very helpful. The name of the company is also a feline.
Is it Bobcat?
No, that's a good one, though. Okay, they make a lot of money off of their apparel, and you've seen it.
Ooh.
You see it around holidays, like the 4th of July.
Oh.
Or New Year's Eve.
Oh, boy. Could we say that maybe this company, they pack a punch... They always end things with a bang.
Yeah, big happy finish, man. Yes, we're talking about Black Cat Fireworks.
Wow, I love it.
Yes, yeah. Okay, so they've been around a while. Oldest fireworks company brand in the U.S. And the logo, for those of you who haven't seen it, and I'm sorry for your loss, you'll get to see it on our website because it's absolutely gorgeous. Used in a variety of different ways because they're like, standards manuals, who cares? It's mostly the head of a black cat screeching against a yellow background. The cat has yellow eyes, a red nose and mouth, and blue whiskers. And the word black appears above the head in red. The word cat appears below in yellow. And it appears like the cat is coming out at us from between the types. So it is like... whoever drew it and designed it said, we're using all the colors. you know, that's it. We're just going to use all the colors, and it's going to be as vibrant as possible. It's obviously hand-drawn, and it looks like an explosion of color, which is really cool to me. It could also be used like the black cat against a black background, so you just see eyes and mouth and whiskers, which I think is really cool. If you're buying apparel for them, of course, black on black. And you know, if you didn't know, and again, I'm not so clear on what black hats have to do with fireworks, other than the screeching sound maybe, but if you didn't know, you could think that this logo probably could pass for a rat killer too. It looks just like that.
Well, I would argue a black cat is a rat killer.
That's true. So this logo could be as great on fireworks and rat killer, because it looks like, when you look at it, it just looks like excitement and a little bit of scariness.
Well, yeah, I would say probably gunpowder is black.
Okay, maybe that's where it comes from then, right?
Yeah, so do you know...
And gunpowder kind of has sort of this explosive nature, like like this angry cat does.
Yeah, and to your point a second ago, a cat screech, you know, when a couple alley cats are getting in a fight, they start caterwauling and they sound like screeching fireworks.
Sounds so I like think fireworks.
It's, yeah, I think it's really perfect. Do you happen to know who drew this logo?
I do not. I couldn't find that. My guess is it probably has been around for a while, but if anyone out there knows, please do let us know, because I would love to talk to this master.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to tell a friend, leave a review on your platform of choice, and subscribe so you don't miss a thing.
We're always here for you at twodesignerswalkintoabar.com.
Hey nerds, I'm Sarah, the paper nerd, and if you've ever wondered what goes into that greeting card you just sent or received, well, quite a lot. Get your paper fix on The Paper Fold, where I host an enchanting mix of personalities and players all nerding out on my favorite topic, stationery. From the designs of our snail mail communications to the precious space created when two people correspond, there's a lot to cover. So come grab a seat in the stationery community's only 5-star paper salon, The Paper Fold, now part of the Evergreen Podcast Network.
Two Designers Walk Into a Bar is a proud member of the Evergreen Podcasts Network.
For more information about our show, or to discover more podcasts you'll enjoy, visit evergreenpodcasts.com.